Okay, the most I can't reach anyone with the installation office. The most that I can do is send this order over to our team and request that you be contacted in regards to scheduling.
Okay, you understand that you were supposed to contact me at least twice in the past and have failed to do so. I sit here waiting by the phone for somebody to call me and it never happens.
I do apologize.
So what assurance
sir.
Do I have that this time I'm actually going to get a phone call and I'm going to get some action?
I really can't say with any certainty, sir. I do sincerely apologize. I see that one of our agents sent an email over to the area manager, and it says email sent to area manager and associated parties. Now, this was on the 12th.
Yep.
And
I haven't heard a word since.
Yeah. So this is I apologize. I'm not sure why no one has followed up with you. I sincerely apologize.
Well, that's why
that.
I'm saying I need you guys to step it up and make it better. Not just tell me that the next time you can do it is 2 weeks from now because your schedule's full. What I need you to do is shoehorn me into your schedule and get this thing done. Now, I'm out of town starting on Sunday for 2 weeks, so that can't happen during that period of time. However, there's people in the house who would very much like to have a microwave working. So I need it installed tomorrow or the next day. So emails and phone messages ain't going to cut it. Somebody's going to have to grab somebody by the collars and look them straight in the face and say, make this happen, because I don't get the feeling that you guys work that fast.
I apologize, sir. Well, I thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
And again, your patience is greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've sent the email over to the installation office, to our team that handles Home Depot orders specifically, as well as to our escalations department.
Okay.
And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Yeah, I want to promise that I'm going to get a phone call early tomorrow with a resolution and a schedule time.
That cannot be provided.
Excuse me?
I stated that cannot be provided.
So what's the earliest I can expect somebody to get back to me? When they feel like it or what?
As soon as they are able to do so.
Well, I like to hear a commitment that my issue is going to move to the top of the pile, get immediate resolution, and I'm going to know what's going on. And I don't want to be left hanging for 2 days. I want somebody to get back to me.
I understand.
I want somebody to get back to me, even if it's you, and even if you can say, I don't know, but I'm trying to get through. I need somebody to get back to me tomorrow.
Well, sir, I wouldn't want to call you back to tell you that I don't have any new news to report.
I'd rather hear from you to say that you don't have any news than not to hear from anybody.
I have requested that our team follow up with you.
I know, and your team requested a week ago that somebody follow up, and nobody ever followed up. So
yes,
my trust level is pretty low.
Okay, I understand. I understand and respect that. However, I've sent this over to our team that handles Home Depot orders specifically and our escalations team. I also sent them a detailed email informing them that you are extremely upset, and you are so very angry that you have waited since Monday to be contacted by someone, and you have not been contacted, and you are furious.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's basically, you know, what I told our team, you know, that's why I said it the way I did, was to let you know that I put extreme emphasis on the fact that the customer
All
is
right.
furious.
All right.
The customer
All right.
is
well,
absolutely
I'm going to assume
steaming.
that type of email actually has an impact on somebody on the other end. I hope so. It should.
It should.
But if
it
I
should.
Haven't heard from anybody by noon tomorrow, I'm going to be calling you again.
You're welcome to call us anytime that you'd like. That's not
well,
a problem.
But hopefully tomorrow you can get somebody actually on the phone and actually make something happen, because obviously people have gone home or for whatever reason they're not responding to you. So if I don't hear from somebody by noon tomorrow, I'm going to call you back.
But the reason I told you I can't give you a time and in which someone is going to call you back is because when I send this over to our team, I don't have any idea of how much work that they have on their plate or how many emails that they're dealing with.
Well,
so I don't know.
You got to look at it from my perspective. I only have one phone number, and it's yours.
Right.
Now, if you want to give me the phone number of the people who are actually responsible for doing the schedule so I can call them directly and get an answer, then that would be fine. That would be even better. That'll cut out the middleman. You're
going
to tell me you can't do that, right?
Now, I'm going to tell you that I can't even contact that team myself personally, and I'm an employee of XPO. So if I can't contact that team, I don't have the ability to provide the customer with a line of communication that I don't have.
Well,
if I had that line of communication, line of communication where I could call on the telephone to that team directly, I would have already made that call. I would have reached out to them, and I would have let them know what's going on, and either they would have given me an answer that I could have provided to you, whether it be satisfactory or unsatisfactory, or they would have asked me to transfer you over to them.
Your only
so
mode
they
of communication.
Mode
of communication with these people is basically email.
Right, exactly. I can only send them an email informing them, you know, very detailed of the situation that's going on. And then also, not only, you know, you may get a customer service rep that may call, again, you may get a customer service rep you call and say, oh, yeah, blah, 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 I'm upset, I'm going out of town, blah, 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 I'm upset. And that agent might say, okay, well, I'll send an email. Customer called in, order needs to be rescheduled. It may require being reassigned to service provider. Customer wants to be contacted, email sent. And they send that, and that's what they say. That's the only thing they say, nothing more, nothing less. I send an email. I say, customer called in extremely upset. He is very upset that he has not been contacted since Monday. He's going out of town this weekend. He needs his microwave. And so, you know, so I put a great deal of emphasis in trying to, you know, be a line of communication that you, you know, since you don't have that method of being able to communicate them, communicate to that team directly, you know, as the middleman, I try to step in and, you know, put that emphasis in putting the customer's emotions and the customer's feelings into the email so that our team can see that this customer really feels like he's not having a good shopping experience with Home Depot. He feels like he's not having a good customer service experience with XPO. And, you know, as we represent XPO, then we also represent Home Depot as well, because we are the, you know, we're going to be doing the installations for Home Depot. So we need to try to make sure that we make this as satisfactory of an experience as possible for you, or else it reflects poorly on us and it reflects poorly on Home Depot. So that's why I go into such great detail. And, you know, like I mentioned, and tried to put emphasis, you know, when I said, you know, that the, you know, customer is extremely upset. He is furious, because that's what I told our team. So hopefully to get an understanding there that, you know, because if you have one, you could be the only customer in America that's having a bad experience, but you take that to the 12 or 16 different social media platforms that exist nowadays on the internet. You voice your opinion to your 150 or 400 friends on Facebook. And then of those friends, maybe 60 of them pass along your information. And then of that, maybe 30 of them, and it just goes down the line and down the line until there's thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or even millions of people who are like, hey, look, Home Depot and XPO are not providing a good service to their customers, so why would I want to go there and buy an appliance and pay for the installation service if I'm going to have a bad experience? And our team, and just like I know that, our team is just as well aware of the fact that if we don't provide you with the best service that we can within the limitations imposed upon us, that it could really hinder and hurt not only our business, but also the business of Home Depot. And that's something that we absolutely do not want to happen. Because if Home Depot finds that, oh, well, XPO is hurting our business, XPO is hurting our business, XPO is hurting our business, well, surely we can't be the only logistics company in America.
Well, I can only hope that the people that you're sending emails to, who shall go nameless, because apparently they are, feel the same way you do and experience a little angst and start making things happen. But frankly, I have no way of knowing if that's the way they work or if they just go put it in the pile and we'll get to it when we can. I don't know how they work, and there's no way anybody can communicate with them. Apparently, they work behind a black wall. So hopefully this all comes out. But if I haven't heard from somebody tomorrow, I will be getting back to you and asking you to send another nastygram to these people, and hopefully at some point they get the message.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then also, if rather than them reaching out to you directly, they just respond to my email and tell me, you know, this is the situation, this is what to tell the customer, this is what we can do, this is, you know, then I would follow up with you, of course, you know, as quickly as I receive communication that gives me information that's going to be new information to provide to you. But I certainly, yep. I never want to be in that position where I follow up with the customer and say, you know, well, I'm just giving you a call back to let you know that I haven't heard anything. And then that only infuriates the person that I'm speaking with even more, because it's like, okay, so you sent an email over to try to get something done for me, and you still haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything. Now I'm even more angry.
You must have a boss, and he's got a boss, and somebody's got some influence and knows how to pick up the phone and call the installation team and say, get your butts in gear. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
If you have to escalate it, do whatever you need to do,
but
please, let's make this happen just as quickly as we possibly can. And I don't mind saying, I don't care if some old lady down the street has to wait a couple extra hours to get her refrigerator installed. It's only going to take them an hour to put in my microwave. And I've been waiting longer than anybody else in the queue. So I think I'm due.
I understand. And that's why I sent it over to our escalations team, so they can, you know, see that this is an escalated issue and that we do need to take action and get this rectified as quickly as possible.
Okay. Well, let's hope quickly as possible isn't another 2 weeks.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because if it is, then I will be getting on Yelp and Facebook and all those other things and trashing you. And it's not you personally. I understand that. But if this is the way XPO works and the left hand can't communicate with the right hand except by sending an email, you got an issue somewhere in your system. Because if I can only call you and not them, and I'm relying on an email and their response to it, I don't know what the metric for measuring this kind of thing is. You probably have something internally, but it's not good. It's not good. It's not a good way to run a business.
And I sincerely apologize about the experience, sir. And I mean, if it was me, if I had the ability to make it happen, I would, you know, definitely call the, you know, I would have the installers out to your house tomorrow. But you know, I don't have that power, so.
Well, somebody must.
Yes, sir. But
all right. Well, I will. Hopefully, I'll hear from somebody either later this
evening.
Hopefully
tomorrow. Either. Hopefully, you'll hear from someone either later this evening. Like, hopefully, they'll respond to my email, and I could call you back and have, you know, some kind of news to provide, whether it be good or bad. Or hopefully, one of our team members or someone from the installation office will follow up with you tomorrow as quickly as possible.
Yep. All right. And I'm sorry, I missed your name earlier. What is that?
Miles.
Miles. All right. Thank you very much,
yes,
Miles,
sir.
And hopefully I'll hear from somebody soon.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure. And I'd like to thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.